David, the famous question, your thoughts on tonight's game here in Podgorica, Montenegro?
I know the players will be listening. They listen quite a bit, Andy, as you know, as you found out on the recent trip. So, immensely proud. These players left everything out on the pitch tonight. They were an absolute credit to me and my staff tonight. They were a credit to the football club. They were a credit to the Northern Ireland and football as a whole for the performance that we put up tonight. It would have been easy. It could have been easy. And again, coming into this tie, that people says, well, we got where we wanted to get. That was in their minds. That wasn't in my mind, and it certainly wasn't in the minds of the players. That, you know, people says, well, you got through a round, goal achieved. Not really, because I firmly believe that this group of players, and again, I'm also aware that they created a few opportunities. They will be dangerous next week, absolutely no doubt about that. They've got good players. On another night, maybe they could have scored a second, but I thought the last 30, 35 minutes of the game, we stood firm, we played well. We had even two or three opportunities where we could have got the second before we got it. And as I say, I'm immensely proud tonight. And I say, I've always said it from day one, that how proud personally I am to manage this football club, but tonight has taken it to a level where these players wore their hearts on the sleeves, the badge with pride, and we come away with immense credit tonight.
And great character, you know. I think it was 12 minutes or so, 1-0 down, a fine strike from a free kick. You know, a few people could have got a bit nervy there, but we really found our way back into the game.
Yeah, and credit to the players. We changed a little bit after we went 1-0 down. It's something that we talked about leading into the game. Again, last week with the Faroes game, that we wanted to go and press them. We seen tonight that they were probably better in possession than we probably had expected. And we couldn't leave too many spaces in behind for the two midfielders, and especially the little number 10 in behind. So we adapted a little bit in play, and the players were aware of that before the game. And again, credit to them, because they stuck to our game plan, and they stuck to the task well. And as I say, immensely, they should be immensely. I know they're tired in there. We got to go again. First and foremost, we got to get back, and hopefully on time tonight. Preparation will start then on Thursday for the game against Institute now for the big league opener, and then we'll look forward to welcoming these here to Windsor next Tuesday night.
These games throw up sometimes the odd unlikely hero. I mean, I remember Billy Totten scoring in Panathinaikos, and it was another Shankill Road winger who was the hero tonight. Not just with one, but, you know, I think it was Bastian's slide rule pass that put him in for what a chip. 2-1, Kurt Miller, what a night.
I certainly hope the people at home get the opportunity to see some of the footage and see some of the goals. As I say, Kirk, unfortunately at times, has found himself out of the team, because he's certainly done nothing wrong. And as I say, I certainly know the appreciation that I have for Kirk and what he has delivered for me in my time here. And say, we made the changes tonight. There might have been a few, because the Tórshavn game, I can imagine there might have been a few people, a couple of question marks coming into the game. No Waterworth, no Cooper, no Cairns, no Stewart. So we basically changed the front four from last week to get a performance and a result tonight. When he pushed up one, which again never let you down. Kirk was incredible, immense, the distance that he covered. Bastian sort of playing in front, Stevie Fallon coming in again was immense, along with the captain in midfield. So, and that's not to not include the back four, who again stood firm to the challenge, our goalkeeper when he needed to be, and Shane Lavery's energy tonight was incredible. And the headache that he gave the Montenegrin centre-half, so probably be, when you look at Shane, you probably don't think he's capable. When you look at maybe the size, the, you know, the stature of him, but he was immense tonight, absolutely immense.
I totally agree with you about Shane. You know, what a low centre of gravity. He's strong, he's lightning quick. You know, there were glimpses of a certain England centre-forward there tonight. And I know you'll not want to get carried away, but he was awesome there tonight.
He was, and again, it's a tough shift for him. When you sort of have a look at the bench tonight, we didn't really have an out-and-out centre-forward to come on and maybe break it up for Shane tonight after 70, 75 minutes. So his fitness levels, his desire, his attitude, and again, knowing Shane the way I do, he was certainly hungry, and he was unfortunate a couple of times that he didn't score. Thankfully, the one in the first half when he did break through goalkeeper made a decent save and Kirk was out of top of him. So we'll need big performances going forward now for Saturday and Tuesday, and say the boys are looking forward to it, that's for sure.
And another special mention for Ryan McGivern. It must be his first game in a while. So to come in there, he played like an international in the centre of the defence tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Again, incredible. His fitness levels, and that's a credit to Ryan. It's been unfortunate for Ryan that he did pick up the injuries that he had last year. But again, Ryan gives you that natural sort of left-hand side centre half with his left foot. And again, everything he had to do tonight along with Stafford, they were incredible. So fair play to him. Matthew Clark again, unfortunate to miss out for we made the change last week and Joel Cooper came in and give us the lift and the spark that we needed to get through to Shavon. Matthew Clark going back in tonight was a credit. Half time in the tie, still a long way to go, but certainly we're where we wanted to be. I spoke in the press yesterday, I spoke to you. We wanted to go back to Belfast next Tuesday. Still certainly well in the tie, and the players have done that tonight.
And it's that mission accomplished, keeping the game alive for Windsor Park and hopefully a big crowd to get behind us and roar us on into uncharted territory. That would be it. But you know, we've got to keep our feet in the ground, and it's one game at a time, and it's only, as you say, it's only half time.
Yeah, no, we look forward to it. And again, I certainly spoke to you about it's important that we do have a boisterous, electric crowd come next Tuesday night. I'm sure they will be, and credit the supporters that were here tonight. The journey, the expense, and you've seen at the end there what it meant to not only the players, showing their appreciation for the supporters, but first and foremost the supporters who made the effort and the travel and the expense, showing their appreciation to the players there at the end tonight, which was a remarkable achievement. So I've spoken to the players. These players hopefully believe that it's possible next Tuesday. But again, also in the back of our mind, we've got a big game now on Tuesday and Saturday, the start of the league now against Institute.
It's a night of firsts. It's our first time in Montenegro. It's our first time at this stage for 50-odd years. And now it's the first away win in Europe since a night that I recall well when Aaron Burns scored in Greece to beat Skoda Xanthi 1-0.
Yep, again, credit the players for that. I wasn't aware of history going back. And as a lot of people, certainly at Linfield, talks about the great teams and days gone by, and rightly so, the history that they created. I'm now asking these players, who wants to come along on this journey? Other people talk about baby steps, little steps along the way. We want giant steps. As a club and as a manager, I want these players now to push, giant steps, because they're certainly good enough in anything I've asked of them so far this season, pre-season. Feels as if we're, personally, to be honest, it feels as if we've played, you know, halfway, quarter way through the season because the amount of games and travelling that they've done, but say the players keep delivering and long may I continue.
We talked yesterday about the perfect birthday present, and I don't think we dared to dream that this could have been the ideal birthday present.
Not really. And again, I'm sure like most older gentlemen that when you get to 40s and 50s and some beyond that, Andy, sometimes you don't need presents. I certainly don't need presents because everything I have in my life is what I want and what I need. So the present for me tonight, the birthday was yesterday, but the present was tonight, the result and the performance that these players put on for me. I'd also like to say a big thank you to the staff. I know it's a big commitment for them, especially the quick turnaround at times when you go Thursday to Tuesday and Rosenborg Wednesday to Tuesday again to Farrow. So again, the staff have been a huge support for me, and I say I'm the forefront, I'm the manager, I'm the one that sometimes take the plaudits and sometimes takes the stick, but again, I couldn't do anything without the support and the help in the back and the support of the backroom staff have given me.
And finally, from the family club, our sisters, the ladies' first team, play Champions League tomorrow in Brussels against Lillestrøm. Massive task, 8 World Cup quarter finalists, but you'll want to wish them well.
Absolutely, and again, we've proved over the last number of weeks that when you go, when you have belief, when you have togetherness, it will be a tough ask. You're absolutely no doubt about that, Andy. Again, I watched quite a bit of Ladies World Cup, and Norway are a strong outfit, so they'll have quality players and some of the likes of the ability and the quality that the girls will face they probably won't have faced before. But again, you know, I wish Phil, the staff, yourself, and the Linfield ladies going forward all the best of luck, and I look forward to checking on their progress and on the Linfield website.
Let's hope for an uneventful journey home, David. Yeah. And let's go again versus Institute on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Fortune favours the brave, David.
Yeah, fortune, yeah. We'll get that in for the players.